have you think or pay attention what our life consists of? What is the essence of our daily life with our work, family, activities, entertainment, etc., etc.? But what I mean, if we can look in general, what this life consists of, especially in the modern days with all the technology, the advancement, we can see that our life are most of nothing else escaping and pursue. We always escape from something and pursue something. Of course, obviously, we escape from discomfort, pain, and whatever we don't like. And we pursue comfort, satisfaction, happiness, and in general, what we like. So our life move in between escaping and pursue, go after. Yeah? Pay attention. Most of the things we do is very interesting. There is nothing else. No other alternative, no other option. In every single movement, action, activity, relationship we have during our life, these two movements can be identified. Escaping and running after. And if we go a little more deep, we can see that this escaping is nothing else but rejecting. Rejecting what we don't like and pursue our desires. But if we deal with the reality, that is the present, is the now, because the only reality is the now, we can see that in our relation with reality, our life is escaping from what is, escaping from what is, and pursue what is not. Because desires always arise for something that it is not, something that you don't have. Yes? Obvious. You don't have a desire for something that you have. You simply enjoy it. But desire, deep desire for something is always something that you don't have, means something that is only in your imaginations. It's a fantasy. It's an illusion. So, if you resume your relationship with reality, not with fantasies, thoughts, illusion, you only escape, reject, right? You reject. And what you reject are situations that you don't like, that you don't accept, discomfort. So, to say it in other words, we live like escapists from reality, from the present. When we desire something, we have or pursue something That something is always in our imagination. What about a person who takes the religious path and his desires are for enlightenment, paradise, God? Can be searching in his imagination for the divine. But when we think in the present moment, there is no enlightenment. I have to look at one day will be enlightenment. In the present moment, I am not enlightened. There is no God here. There is no paradise here, obviously. But I want it. So I begin to think about how will be when I will be enlightened. How could be God? How can be enlightenment, etc.? I disconnect from the present and I look for the enlightenment or that experience of ecstasies, etc. And I have a desire for it, deep desire, and I go in the world of my dreams. So any desire for enlightenment that look for the divine as something that we will achieve in some future is only illusion. In the Torah, it's saying, "Atem advekim b'shem chayim kulchem hayom." You, the devotees of the divine, you live today, in the present. And that is a very important, very essential quotation. Because the searching for the divine is not a searching for something that you don't have. The desire for enlightenment is not to desire something and reject the present. I mean, the spiritual desire, if you want to call it in that way, it is not a desire for something that is not present, that you don't have, but is the recognition, is a recognition, is not to achieve, is the recognition that was always already with you. Suppose when you was a child, you have an uncle that was multimillionaire, and he leave you, to you, $100 million in the bank in an account to your name. But you didn't know. And you live 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years as a poor person without money. And you pass a lot of problematic life with needs, etc., etc., no money. But one day something come to you and say, "I know you are a millionaire." Are you crazy? How? You are a millionaire. And show you in the bank account that you have $100 million. Then I have a question. You was millionaire all your life or not? Well, you was millionaire, but you didn't know. So in other words, you was a poor person because you didn't have money, but the problem was not that you don't have money. The problem was that you didn't know, ignorance. And that is the situation of human beings, of most of the seekers in the spiritual path, that they go after retreat, courses, lessons, gurus, masters, yogis, etc., because they think they don't have it. But if I do some technique, I practice some japa, some mantra, I read some books, I go to some lectures, then we will add it to you something that you can call it enlightenment, God, or whatever, and now you will have it and you will be a saint or an enlightened being. In that way, you continue the same way of life of rejecting and pursue, rejecting what is and pursue what is not. And you can put God or enlightenment in the same box. And to feel you are spiritual, but in other words, you continue your old ways, your old path. You see in the present, you see the insecurity, you see the health insecurity, economical insecurity, loneliness, and then you reject it, you don't like it. And you begin to pursue the security of the religion, the security of a God, of a paradise, eternal security, eternal company. No, never will be alone. You will be with saints. And that imaginary idolatry, because any God that is a thought or an idea is not the real. So it's an idol. It's an idol. You practice, you think you practice religion, but what you practice is idolatry. You expect that illusion, that fantasy to be truth one day, but you reject the present. The Torah called the divine El Chai Vekayam, the God that live and exist. How many times sounds weird? If there is God, obviously he live and obviously exist. No need to say, if you say, I have a friend, Peter. Yeah, Peter live and exist. Looks, sounds weird. Sounds always weird. But it's not illogical. It's exactly like that. Because human mind have this mechanism of rejecting the present and desire in the future that still is not here, some fantasy, to fantasize about his desires, what is not. At the moment you reject from the present the divine, enlightenment, awareness, it is not in the present. How do you know? How can you say, I am not aware in this moment? That means you are aware. So awareness is there. Even you say there is no God, there is no enlightenment in this moment, that means you are aware of it. So awareness is present. You cannot reject awareness and pursue some awareness in some future. So the God that you pursue in some future paradise is the God illusion, is fantasy. God is alive, live, and exist. That means the God that the real men of religion look after is the guy that the God that is the God that life is the God that live, that is alive, that is in the flowers, in the stars, in the ocean, in the moon, in the sun, in the eyes of every human being, in the movement, that is present, that is the essence of the now, the God that exists, that is existence itself. To looking after God is not to look after something you don't have, but is to look after the recognition. It is a recognition. The recognition of yourself. The recognition of your real nature or what you really are.